Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we talk summer fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Jim Leahy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news, Hayward Power Sports is your new Shore Station Dock System dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake home or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're recording again this week with Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And Jarrett, you had a little vacation over the holidays and you caught a few fish, right?
Oh, yeah. A few might be an understatement, but yeah, I had a good time out on the water.
As far as the fishing around here, what's been going on? We've had that up and down. We've talked about that. Cold fronts and bug hatches starting now, too. But it's still good out there. It's a little variable from day to day, it seems.
It is. You know, there's some good days, some bad days. We've had just about every kind of weather, including a lot of wind, which is pushing a lot of the warm water around. But fish are still up shallow. You know, I've been seeing a lot of bass under beds right now. Crappies are, you know, getting towards the end of their spawn. We got a couple lakes that crappies are still full of eggs. Lake that I was on yesterday, the crappies were all spawned out. Walleye are still shallowish, are coming up shallow during that evening bite or what have you, but they're pushed out just a little bit deeper during the day. But a lot of fish out there.
You mentioned crappies. I know we record this a week ahead of time just because of the logistics of doing the show, but I was on the Chippewa Flowage, and everybody was telling me the crappies were all out in deeper water, and the water temperature hit 68 in the afternoon, and by 4 or 5 o'clock, and you know, was fishing toward evening, we were on the crappies up in 2 feet of water, and they were just deckered in flies in there, and they're all full of eggs.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of had the same thing yesterday. We had some crappies that were still spawning that were up in, you know, 1.5, 2 feet of water. And then the rest of the crappies we got were starting to move back out there in 5 or 6 feet of water. But yeah, there's a lot of mix of, you know, fish being in and out of different stages of their spawn.
Bluegills too. I mean, a lot of bluegills up shallow.
Yeah, bluegills are up shallow. They're getting ready to start spawning. I haven't seen any gills on beds yet, but they're up there. They're gearing up for it.
You know, when it comes to panfish, one thing I've been doing for a long time now is I've, you know, I use live bait when I need to use live bait, but if I can get along with things like gulp of live minnows or plastics, if you're active slip bobber, and I tend to doing the same thing with walleyes, basically, you cast that bobber out there and move it, stop, move it, stop, move it. And you seem to like you catch a lot more fish doing that because you're covering all that water. We talked about that before.
You get to cover a lot more water and you're fishing just a little bit more efficiently. So, you know, you're not wasting, you know, 30 seconds to a minute reaching in, finding a minnow, getting it hooked up. You're not casting your minnow off. Every once in a while, you might have to readjust your plastic that might get pulled up or down the hook or what have you. But yeah, it's definitely a great way to fish. It's a great way to be a lot more selective of those active fish when you first get onto a school of them. And then once you start to see some picky fish, then you can switch back over to your live bait if you've got it available and catch those pickier ones.
Or you can also set another line. You're allowed 3 lines, so you can throw a couple bobbers out there with minnows while you're actively fishing with gulp or something else, and you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I tell you what, I couldn't have had 2 or 3 lines in the water the last couple of days. I would have been jumping around the boat way too much.
Well, that's kind of what it was with me the other night, too. As far as bass fishing, what have you heard there?
Bass fishing, just being out on the lake the past couple of days, different bodies of water. Smallies I'm seeing on bed still. It looks like the males are on the bed, so it looks like, you know, females already came up. Females are going to move back out. We were getting the little 12 to 15 inch males yesterday. Largemouth will still be up shallow. They're starting to do their thing too. Bite's been really good. Been using, you know, just anything to bother them while they're on their bed. You're using Ned rigs. You're using, you can try drop shots. You can use live bait if you really need to, if they're really fussy. But plenty of bass up shallow to be caught right now.
How about the northern pike fishing? What are you hearing there?
I haven't heard much on northern past week or so. We had a couple guys that were coming in here that just said they couldn't get northerns to go worth a darn out there. Seen a couple pictures of guy getting pike, but no reports coming back yet.
Yeah, and walleyes. So walleyes, everything I'm hearing, they've slowed up a bunch.
Yep, that's what we're hearing too. Guys are getting a few. They're out on prime time. They're out overnight. Sounds like most people are settling for a 3 to 5 fish day outing right now. Some of the guys I know are doing a little bit better, but yeah, it's slowed down from what it was.
Musky fishing, that's been open now for a week or so, a couple of weeks, and you know, I haven't had any good reports coming back on that yet, and I think that's all related to them colder water temperatures down in the low 60s even.
I think you're right. I've heard from a couple people that they've seen a few muskies that were still paired up in somebody's water around here, but as far as fishing, haven't seen any pictures, haven't heard anyone doing any good on muskies yet.
You bet. Now, I think it's going to go as soon as it starts to warm up. I know you guys got plenty of new muskie baits in here, a lot of stuff to pick from, too.
We got a whole bunch of goodies in here for you.
Yeah, and you seem like you got just about everything in the shop right now. You've got plenty of bass plastics and, you know, anything new you see for people to try when it comes to the bass fishing out there. That's going to be one of the mainstays, I think, in the future here. There's a lot of good bass fishing up here.
Yeah, there's quite a few new objects this year. It's just about adding techniques to your tackle box, and you get a lot of guys that come up here that are somewhat stuck in their same old ways. And you know, we had a guy that came up here the other day and he was asking, you know, how do you go approach smallies out on certain lakes? I was like, all right, we'll set you up with a Ned rig gear. So I'll set him up with a Ned rig gear. He's like, oh, you know, I never really tried that, never really wanted to get away from it. He comes back the next day, he's like, that Ned rig deal was awesome. I went out there, I caught 40-50 smallies out of there. Can we go back and find another color? Show me some other stuff that I can use out there. So, you know, with as many new baits as there are out on the market, just add new techniques every year.
You know, you mentioned that Ned rig too, and that's more of a finesse bait, dude. That's basically, a lot of people try that, they get too aggressive with it. There's times when they'll hit it, but it's actually made just pretty much to almost drag it on the bottom.
Yeah, it is. And right now with the smallies on their bed, it's really, really, really working. So if, you know, you just are fan casting, you stumble across a smallie on the bed, or if, you know, you're just popping that thing along the bottom, they'll hit it. But yeah, it's a great technique.
You know, and you've got one of the keys to that Ned rig too is that it works better than anything else is the worm itself that you put on it. And Z-Man was the one that made the first floating one, I think. But you've also got other ones that float because they'll stand up with it and sit upright in the bottom.
Yep, so there's Z-Man and then there's Guggen. Those are the two main ones that we have in the shop. And Z-Man, you know, they've got a whole bunch of different colors and they're the mainstay. But then Guggen, you know, what Guggen did last couple of years is they invented that Ned rig that has the rattle in it. So, you know, you're getting a little bit more commotion on the bottom when you're dragging that along.
Interesting stuff. If anybody's looking for information, on the Hayward Lakes area here as far as the fishing,
you got plenty of good information and people here that can kind of steer them in the right direction too.
Yeah, come on in, ask questions. We'll show you what's working, what's not. You know, you might even catch fish in the process.
Even if they want to shore fish, because a lot of everybody has a boat up here, but they can get offshore in a lot of places.
Lots of spots for that too. We'll hook you up with where to go.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Thanks for having me, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Jim Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward Area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lund fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunds, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro-V Bass, they'll all go fast. Built by fishermen for fishermen, Lunds feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the people we get on here is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Jim Leahy. Haven't had him on here for a while, but I got a chance to talk to him the other day on the phone about fishing and going into the summer.
Jim, good to have you on the show here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, let's talk a little bit about summer fishing. Although it doesn't seem like summer as we're sitting here talking, we're into June and we've got temperatures way below that we normally should have, including water temperatures, but sooner or later, we're going to be looking at summer, and we're already starting to see some of the things we see in summer, which are huge bug hatches going on in the lakes and a lot of food out there and forage, and it affects the fishing, and it makes a big difference once we get into summer.
It does. We're going into the summer with high water as well. That makes a big difference, and, you know, like you said, the water temperatures, I was out today, you know, June 4th. And the water temperature was 61 degrees in the morning, and I did like a three-quarter day, by about 2 p.m., we were up to 63.9, so 64. But, you know, those are cold water temperatures for this time of the year, and you couple that with the high water. But, you know, we do have some water. You know, we need to have that water warm up, and it will. We'll get some warm days. But in the meantime, you know, I think the better fishing is actually the stable weather. When you have the cold fronts coming in and out and the barometer changing and you have all this rain, you get, you know, immense bug hatches. With, you know, if we could get some stable weather, that lessens the chances of the bug hatches, and it just stabilizes everything, and you get much better fishing. I'd rather have 8 days of 80-degree weather with, you know, light winds than this up and down stuff that we've been having, because it has been affecting the fishing.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you mentioned unstable weather. I had actually a professor that deals with studies in bugs in the boat a couple of years ago, and he actually confirmed it, that when you get those huge barometric swings back and forth in unstable weather, that's what triggers these big hatches of bugs coming up, you know. And when you got a lot of food in the lake, and that's one of the things that, you know, why the summer fishing gets hard. People, you know, you talk about the later in the summer, the dog days and all this stuff. It's, the fish have their metabolism. They're cold-blooded, and the warmer the water, the more their metabolism demands. They got to eat something, but there's so much food out there that they get it what they need really quick, and they're over with it, and it's a really short bite window. And, you know, there's, you know, that's what kind of affects the fishing. It's not that they quit biting or feeding, because they've got to eat. Their body metabolism speeds up as that water warms up.
Yeah, you're definitely right there. I mean, they do feed more in the summer. It's just short time spans, and you have to be out there on the water when it happens. But I guess that's the challenge of fishing. But hopefully we get into some good... I consider this still the spring pattern that we're in right now. But, you know, I will say that some of the spots that I've been hitting and getting a lot of walleyes on, they vacated right out of that, and they have dispersed and kind of scattered out through the, you know, and I'm talking the triple flowage right now, but they definitely have dispersed, and they are getting into their spots for the summer. But, you know, hopefully the weather will cooperate and we can corner some of these fish.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, I've always said that once you get into the summer period, there's times when you're better off to actually try to fish with artificial lures, which basically they're probably not hitting some of that stuff because it looks like a food item. They're hitting it as a responsive strike. It's in their strike zone window, and it comes zipping by, and they grab it. And it's not because they're actually trying to eat something or looking for food. It just triggers a responsive strike. And when they've got so much food out there, sometimes I think that's a better option than trying to feed them a nightcrawler or a leech or a minnow or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. The good thing about with the artificial, you know, throwing crankbaits, for instance, like flicker shads or shad wraps or any other Rapalas, whether they're deep or shallow, there's many crankbaits out there, but the metabolism with the fish is definitely faster, so they are chasing. Whereas, you know, right now with the cooler temperatures, you gotta we were getting some walleyes on some shad wraps and X wraps and stuff like that, and you did have to have a slower retrieve to get them. But now, once that water temperature starts to hit 68, 70, you control those baits, and you can actually crank them pretty fast and cover a lot of water and get those reactive bites.
Yeah. Do you find sometimes, though, that you need to add a little bit of, you know, your regular movements, like jerking it, twitching it, pausing it a little bit more? I know that's a factor in the spring, but I've seen it in the summertime, too, where that real erratic, you know, not just a steady speed, a real erratic bait seems to trigger more fish.
Yeah, I mean, just what I, you know, like a fast retrieve to get the bottom, get the bait to the maximum depth that it's running, is, and then once you get that bait to that depth, then you can alter the speed a little bit and twitch your rod and stop a little bit, and sometimes that will trigger a hit.
And trolling, you mentioned trolling. I know sometimes if you're holding the rod rather than putting in a rod holder, you can actually snap the rod once in a while. Otherwise, you've got baits that actually get pretty erratic. Like, I've done pretty good on some of the scatter wrap, the deep husky jerk scatter wrap. That's a really good walleye bait for you're looking in that thermocline zone, 18, 20 feet. Get it down there, and, you know, use snap weights and whatever you need to get your bait down there. But that thing, the scatter series baits, they seem to go left and right, and they kind of wander all over the place.
They do. I use that scatter wrap on in shallow water, too. They've got a shallow runner, and that bait, the only downside about that bait is... casting, it's got that huge, they're easier to troll, that's for sure. It's got that big lip, and that gives you some resistance on the casting. that doesn't go out there as far as like a BX minnow or a shad wrap or something, but they are definitely a good bait. Another good bait for doing the twitching is the husky jerk, because that's kind of a neutral bait, so you get it down to the depth and you can actually twitch that, like, you know, and it stays at the depth that you're trying to fish, and that's a great bait for crankbait that you can kind of alter the action a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I can remember one guy from Missouri was a friend of mine up here. He was a heck of a good bass fisherman and a muskie fisherman, and he wanted to go after walleyes with his little son. And he spent all week. I told him to try leeches and crawlers and that stuff, and he spent all week, and he couldn't buy a walleye, not one. He said, they got to be the smartest fish on the planet. And I said, did you try crankbaits? And he said, well, they hit crankbaits. And I said, yeah. And I said, well, one of them is a quarter-ounce rattle trap, and they work on the flowage, too. And, man, he went out that same night and caught 28 walleyes. I mean, so sometimes just that little change to go to a more aggressive presentation where you're moving that bait fast and making a racket that really kind of triggering that response is the answer.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that rattle trap is a nice bait. And the nice thing about it is, if you lose it, you know, you don't have to go to the bank. It's, you know, it's a, in the crankbait world, it's a relatively cheap bait, you know, kind of like a flicker shad almost.
Yep.
But they work. They're a good bait.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have even more from Hayward Area Fishing Guide Jim Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Jim Leahy.
You know, and if a guy is really set on trolling or live bait or fishing live bait, I think once you get into that summer with all them bug hatches, covering a lot of water and trolling like a spinner rig with a crawler harness is probably one of the most effective things you can do, because that crawler seems to always get a bite, and if it's moving a little bit along, if you only want to move real fast, you're talking maybe a mile an hour, give or take, but you know, if that's still moving fast enough that they don't have a chance to really kind of think about whether they want to eat it or not, they just kind of, it's there, and it's something they're eating bugs, and boom, they grab it.
Yeah, and you know, I like using crawlers. Actually, it's one of the cheaper bait, live baits to use right now. You know, leeches are high this year, and crawlers, you know, and actually, you really, well, on a crawler harness, you know, I'll put a whole crawler on, but with a jig and a crawler, a weedless jig and a crawler, I'm only using a half a crawler. You don't want that whole crawler on there with that single hook, because you just miss a lot of fish. And that, you know, they smell that bait and it's moving, and you know, they're not measuring it up to see if it's a full crawler or not when you're moving it like that anyway. So a couple dozen crawlers will go a long ways, you know, and leeches, they get soft. I mean, I like using leeches, but this year they're really expensive.
Yeah, expensive if you got little hungry bluegills running around, too. You know,
right, right. Perch and bluegills, and yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I mean, I've had to, a lot of my days out on the flowage, or Nelson Lake, or, well, even Grindstone with all the perch out there, if you get a good bite, you'll use a half a pound of leeches. And,
you know, you mentioned weedless jigs, and there's a bunch of good weedless jigs out there. You know, I used to make one, the brush hog jig. We're not making them right now, but Northland has a weed weasel, and I think Jack's Jig has got one. And I came across one the other day that actually it was on my radio show. Gary Parsons, a walleye tournament guy, he mentioned them, and he's not even sponsored by them, but he talked about this B-Dragon jig, and it's actually owned now by Custom Jigs and Spins, and they had Walt on there, Matten on there from Custom Jigs and Spin here a week or so ago on the radio. And that jig, I got some of those jigs from him because that's supposedly one of the best jigs for weedless jigs for working around, you know, bog brush and that type of stuff. But it's got a nice long one-aught shank hook on it, and it's a real thin, narrow head on it, comes to a point. So, you know, there's a lot of options out there, and sometimes that's what you want to try.
Yeah, weedless jigs, you know, I've been using Invasion jigs. They're made over in Mercer from a local guide over there, and I think they're sold locally in a few places around Hayward, but I've had real good luck with them. You know, the hooking percentage on a weedless jig, if you need one, you need one, but if you can get by without one, you know, I've noticed a little bit, you know, and I've tried different weedless jigs. They're not quite as good as you don't get that hooking percentage that you do on a regular jig without that, but you're not, you know, when you need one, you need one. And with the summer patterns coming on the triple flowage here pretty quick, a lot of these fish, you know, they were shallow. Now, as we get more bug hatches from those mud bottom sunken bogs, and all of a sudden there's bait fish in those areas, and the walleyes are in that area, and you got to get down into that wood, and that's where that the weedless jig is, you know, is almost a necessity unless you like, you know, pulling on snags all day.
Yeah, and let's not forget the plain old beetle spin. That's caught more fish on the triple flowage and on some of the flowages. Just about any place, it's a very effective lure.
Yeah, you know, I used a beetle spin for years and years, and about 15 years ago, I was talking with Ray Blank, and Ray told me, you know, I was using 1/8 ounce, and he said, no, Jim, use a 1/4 ounce, because the 1/4 ounce, he said, you can toss it a mile, and it gets down there fast, and I've been using the 1/4 ounce even in, you know, 6-8 foot of water, and I hardly ever use any 1/8 ounce anymore, but and his go-to color was white. Now, I've caught them on all colors, but white seems to be the best on the dark water lakes.
Yeah, that's actually my favorite color, too, is the white. One little tip for people out there, if you're fishing a beetle spinner or a little jig spinner like that, is do not tie it on with a regular tight clinch knot or a trilene knot, because it will cost you a fish at some point. That little spring circle where you tie your line, it sits there and goes up and down until it loosens your knot. The only knot I've found that works effectively on there is a polymer knot.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, got a lot of good information there, Jim. You want to give out some guide information? Somebody's looking to get you for a guide this year?
Yeah, I can be reached at 715-558-9719. And I have a website. It's easy to remember, haywardguideservice.com.
Well, thanks a lot for coming out here, Jim.
Oh, thank you.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week.
And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.